why the Middle Ages now? Is there something about the medieval period that's especially appealing here in the 21st century? We began the hour with the Game of Thrones, so here's George R.R. Martin's answer.
What happened, I think, the social changes of the last 50 years has made the future something that we no longer want to go visit the way we did when I was a kid. I mean, back in the 50s and 60s, when science fiction was perhaps as popular as it had ever been, we really had a lot of belief in the future. I mean, we couldn't wait to get to the future. The future was going to be much better than anything in the present. You know, we were going to have robots and flying cars and all these labor-saving devices, and we were going to take our holidays on the moon and space stations, and we were going to go to the stars. When they took polls, everybody gave the answer, yes, yes, my kids are going to have a better life than I do, and my grandkids are going to have an even better life than they do, and we're going to go into space and we're going to go into the stars. Well, some of that came true, but also things happened to change that. I mean, we went to the moon, and then we stopped going. There are kids, well, they're not kids anymore. They're grown adults today who've never had a man on the moon in their lifetimes because they were born after 1972, which was the last trip. Also, people take polls now, and most people think that their children are not going to have better lives than they do. They think that their children are going to have worse lives. They're worried about things like ecological problems, global warming. I mean, we had the Cold War when I was growing up. We did duck and cover and stuff like that. But there was still, in some ways, more optimism about what the future was like. So I think this, people no longer believe that the future is going to be a good place. They prefer to read about other times and other places that are maybe not so scary.
George R.R. Martin wrote the Game of Thrones books. I don't know, do we escape the past because we're scared of the future? Or do we visit the past to enlarge and inform the present? Why do you read historical fiction? I'll post my answer on our Facebook page, and you can join the conversation there.